Good morning, everybody. It's Andrea Sinclair, and it's Thursday, February 23rd. So this is being a Thursday. It's Coach's Corner today, and I'm going to focus on products today. And the topic I picked actually is stress. So looking forward to talking about that. But before we do, who'd like to jump off and just start the call with some positivity or gratitude or something going that's really going well in your life today?
Well, I'll start out with, this is Potato, and I'll very briefly say that I was a financial planner for 22 years. In November of 1994 was my first entry into direct sales, which we call MLM stuff. In January of 95, I went to my first big meeting, and it changed my life forever. From then on, the next 60 months, half of them were record-breaking income, business, and so forth. And that's why right now I'm jealous I'm not going to be in Toronto this weekend or in Canada for the big meeting. I encourage anyone who can possibly be there to do it. I'm in the near Lake Tahoe in Northern California. It just hasn't been, with all my horses and stuff, I breed Arabian horses, I can't get away. But I encourage anyone, everyone, to go there. It'll change your life. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Potato. You're absolutely right, and I agree. It sounds like you do have a reason to be where you are. It's important to look after the animals. But, yes, it's this weekend is the Red and White Kickoff in Toronto, and I'm really excited. It's the first major event that's ever been in Toronto. And I guess the weather's cooperating, too, because we're going to have record warm temperatures over the next couple of days. And I think it's just going to be a fantastic event. I'm just really looking forward to it. And I'm sure you'll hear all about it on Monday's call with people. So I think there are a number of people on this call who are going to the event. And it's going to be great. Who else would like to jump out? Anybody else got something that they'd like to contribute this morning? Something may not be something that's happening to you. It could be something that's going on with someone in your team, something you're celebrating with them.
John in West Michigan, I'll jump out.
Yeah, John, good. Thank you. Go ahead.
We have several people in our group that, as a group, decided to start the Healthy Mind and Body program yesterday so we can encourage ourselves all the way through it. And even though we're just getting started on it, we're already seeing positive results from that.
That's fantastic. I love the idea of doing it as a group. That's totally brilliant. I haven't heard of someone doing that before, but that's a really, really great idea. I've been taking one of Rod Hairston's courses over the last number of months, and like you, I did it with a group, and it just adds so much to it. And what I found, too, was really positive and added so much was doing sort of reviewing the homework after we've completed it. Are you doing that?
Well, we're early enough in it so far that there's not a whole lot to review just yet. I have gone through it before, and it's been good for me to go back and see my entries from the past. So personally, I'm reviewing, but nobody else is just yet.
Okay, well, it might be worthwhile just comparing notes somewhere down the road and just seeing, you know, what you can add to each other. And I love the idea of doing it again, even if you've already done it once before. I bet you're finding that you just learn a whole new slew of things the second time round.
Absolutely, I am.
This is Potato. Let me jump in real quick for a real shorty. You're going to talk about the products today, and
yes.
The thought came to my mind this morning that how much more valuable truth is than knowledge. Sometimes people have a lot of knowledge about things, but they're not true, and you're going to talk about the products. That's important. So truth is more important than knowledge in every respect. So I'm anxious and glad to be here this morning. Thank you.
Well, that's a good point, Potato. And to me, the best way to access truth is through your heart center. You know, our head is full of thoughts and ideas, and every idea can look just as good as every other idea. You have to really tap into your heart on a heart level and also on a gut level, too. And that's when you really do know the truth, because we all have that wonderful ability to discern the truth. So thank you. That's a good point. And maybe we'll take one last share before we get started. Anybody else?
Hi, Andrea. This is Nanette. I just wanted to say that I'm really, really grateful for the products and how they work in our bodies, because watching some of the people at the gym and seeing the condition that people are in, and to know that we don't really have to get in that condition because we have something really good to take, and learning more about the products and whatnot is a blessing. So I'm grateful for you and all the other trainers and everybody, but especially on product day, because we learn so much. So thank you. And I just wanted to ask, what course are you taking with Rod now?
Oh, it's called The Four Colors of Influence. Have you heard of it?
Briefly.
Yeah, I think a number of the trainers on the call have been taking this course, and it's just wonderful. And if you've taken Healthy Mind and Body, then you already are set up on Growth U, and you can go in there and just take a look and see what else is on offer. And I'm just finding this course to be tremendously powerful in terms of, it gives me a real understanding of where people are at and what they need to hear in order to make a decision. And then it gives me a lot of confidence, too, because I know that I'm more empowered to help people to help themselves. So, and his training is awesome. He just seems, I'm sure a lot of you saw him on stage at Celebration a couple of times, talking as he does in that marvelous way about how the brain works. And so he's just a real expert. He's a fantastic storyteller, amazing trainer, and his material is fabulous. So I would encourage people to do Healthy Mind and Body and also check out the other courses that he's taking. So let's get into it. As I promised, I'm going to talk about stress today. And when you hear people talk about stress, what product do you automatically think of?
Product B.
Product B, interesting. That's not the one I would have picked.
And Ionic Supreme, of course.
Thank you. That's the one I was thinking of. And it's interesting, though. You're absolutely on track when you talk product B as well, because what I want to point out today, I'm going to come at stress a little bit differently than the traditional way, which is to jump right into adaptogens. I'm going to talk about how all of our products really contribute to helping us deal with stress. So before I do, I'm just going to talk a little bit about stress, because I think we all have experienced stress. We know what it feels like. But sometimes I think it's important to kind of break it down and see what is actually going on. And it was kind of recently that, all the research on stress is much more recent than you might think. There was a Dr. Hans Seeley, I think, that kind of developed the concept back in the 1930s. So as a result, there's still a lot to be learned about stress. But basically what stress is our response to an event. And it's an event that has an effect on our mind or our body. So it's not about what happens. It's not the actual event. It's actually about what happens in our mind and body. It's about our perception and about our reaction to what has happened. So to put it another way, it's a condition or it's a feeling that we've experienced. When you perceive that the demands on yourself exceed your personal and I guess your social resources that you're able to mobilize. So in other words, feeling overwhelmed or feeling out of control, and I think a lot of us feel that way a lot of the time. Just as an example, this was taught to me in a class on stress, and it just made so much sense. Back traditionally, I guess we were living perhaps a rural existence or a small village, and life went on just every day as normal. And if we had stress, it would be maybe because we saw a wolf or something like that. And, stress is just a natural response that is really important to have so that you can mount the resources to fight that or to run away from it as necessary. But in today's world, we don't walk down the street typically having any particular danger in our face. What we have tends to be a lot more chronic. For example, emails. we're all just barraged with emails all the time or phone calls. And that could be a source of stress because it may be, you know, every time the phone rings, you're thinking, maybe you're thinking of someone you don't particularly want to talk to and it might be them. Or maybe you're just thinking, maybe you're not concerned about that. Maybe you're just thinking this phone call could mean extra work, extra obligation on me. What if it's somebody asking a favor? I don't have time to do it. You know, a whole series of things go off in your head. So stress is something that we have constantly, but it's really something that we've kind of created in a certain sense. And so what I covered off there was really, you know, mind stress and body stress, and our body actually handles them both in the same way. So as I mentioned, there's nothing wrong with stress. It helps us deal with situations. It's more about being stressed out. And stressed out, it happens when you're stressed all the time and all of a sudden your body just doesn't have the ability to mount a proper stress response. And that stress response is what's known as your sympathetic nervous system kicks in. Normally we're in the parasympathetic nervous system, which is where you're at rest. And that's where your body's really able to digest and function properly. But when you're triggered with stress, your sympathetic nervous system jumps in, and that's your fight or flight response that shuts down digestion, really heightens awareness, and helps you, you know, it has you really hyper-vigilant, ready to deal with whatever might be coming at you. So when the phone rings, it's not good to be in that hyper-vigilant state, as you might imagine. So there are two kinds of stress. There's acute stress and there's chronic stress. And the chronic one is the one that's really a problem because the acute stress, you know, when the wolf appears, that's when your adrenaline starts pumping. It's actually very anti-inflammatory, incidentally. And the adrenaline gives us quick energy to get away or fight the problem. But long-term stress is when cortisol kicks in. Cortisol is the hormone that helps us deal with long-term stress by giving us extra energy to fight the fight. But it also gives us huge cravings for foods, foods that we perceive would sustain the body, such as salty foods, sugary foods, fatty foods. Also, cortisol is very inflammatory. So there are three main signs of stress today. And so when you're talking to people, you can kind of be listening for these triggers and pointing back that it may have something to do with stress. So the three main signs are being very tired. And who do you talk to who isn't tired today? There's not very many people. And being sick often. Being sick often is a sign that you're probably quite stressed and or that you recover slowly from that sickness. And difficulty losing weight is also another sign. That's the third one. But there's other things that happen with stress. It accelerates aging. It can lead to depression. It can lead to nervousness, irritability, insomnia, lack of focus and concentration. And as I mentioned before, it really affects the digestive system. It really slows it down. And so there are three areas that are especially sensitive to stress as well. There's the digestive system, as I mentioned, also the brain and the heart. So I pulled up an article on isogenicshealth.net, and it says that almost 50% of Americans suffer from stress-related health problems, and an estimated 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are related to stress. And I'm sure in Canada the statistics are quite similar because we have very similar cultures. So the number one killer today, I think, can easily be argued is stress. And you just have to look at how many heart attacks happen on Monday morning because of the mental stress that comes up on Monday morning, people thinking about heading off to work. So, you know, stress doesn't kill in and of itself, but it can trigger other things that really can have very dire consequences. And, of course, the hunger also causes us to binge on bad choices, which leads to extra weight, which causes further stress on your heart and your cardio system. And you can end up, stress can also lead to cancer because it really suppresses the immune system and can lead to a very poor immune response. And diabetes as well can be linked to it, and you need to really be on guard, and you need to really feed your adrenal glands, which I'll get into later. So many physiological things happen in the body. The breath quickens, the heart starts pumping harder, your pupils dilate, your sweat glands open, and your senses sharpen. And you can see all these things would be happening so that you can do that fight or flight. But your judgment heightens because the brain is gauging whether to take fight or to take flight or to fight. And then there's all sorts of associated hormonal responses. And these are all really important functions that help keep us alive. So they are really good things. It's just that we've gotten completely out of whack with them. Always too much of a good thing can lead to problems. So long-term and chronic stress can lead to premature aging. It adversely affects your brain chemistry. It can cause sexual dysfunction. It compromises metabolism, brings down energy, stores fat in all the wrong places especially. And it ultimately can also shorten your telomeres, as was mentioned, which hence the product B being a really good thing to be increasing if you've got stress in your life. It also deteriorates your just generally your mind and your body. So there was a study done in 2012 also. This is from isogenicshealth.net. It was published in a journal about brain behavior and immunity, and it evaluated telomere length. And even just the anticipation of a stressful situation in 50 women. And about half of these, they selected them carefully, half of them struggle with chronic stress because they're caretakers for relatives with dementia, which can be very stressful. So they studied 50 women, half of whom were really stressed out. And the results showed that the women who were stressed out felt more threat when asked to perform public speaking and solve math problems than the women who weren't. So what this really suggests is that people who are exposed to stress are more likely to see small stressors as more threatening and stressful. So things like losing your keys, leading a meeting at work, or getting stuck in traffic. So really what that means is that if you've got stress in your life, any little thing can cause extreme extra stress, whereas in an average person who isn't stressed likely wouldn't. And all of these things put you at risk for shorter telomeres. So there's a cascading effect of stress piled on top of stress. So it's all about breaking the cycle. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about breaking that cycle because what comes to mind for me is the 30-day system. But I'm just going to talk a little bit first about what you can do on a mental level as well to fight stress, reading good books about it and getting a proper understanding about what's going on. Yoga, meditation can help. Absolutely exercise help. It burns that extra cortisol and any extra glucose from those binges that you've had. And also your brain burns more calories than anything else, needs a lot of nutrition too. So I'll get into that in a minute. And then there's usually a psychological component. There may be just something missing in your life, or something that's stressing you out. It could be a relationship that you haven't dealt with. It could be an issue you haven't dealt with. And important to get lots of extra sleep and so on too. Mindful eating is something else I noticed on isogenicshealth.net. They talked about so sitting down and really just enjoying your food and savoring each particular bite. And I don't know about any of you, but I remember thinking on my very first 30-day systems, one of the things that really struck me was how incredibly grateful I was for every bite of food. I, as we all know, the shake tastes great, and I must have had a slightly acidic body because the more I drank the shake, the more I appreciated it and how much I enjoyed it. And So that was wonderful. And then having that one meal a day, especially after a cleanse day, I just had such gratitude for it. So I think probably I was eating a little more mindfully than I normally would. So that's powerful. That's very powerful. So it can help you relax. And then there's actually a TED Talk, too, by a guy by the name of Greg McKeown or McEwen. I'm not sure how you pronounce his name. It's McKeown. And it's called Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. So really what he's talking about is just eliminate some things very strategically in your life so that you're doing less. Really look at what's essential in your life. And take some time and give yourself more time to think about it and look at the bigger picture and perhaps even saying no more often. So if you have trouble saying no and your life's all filled up with busy work, you might listen to that TED Talk by Greg McKeown. So I talked a little bit about all the issues and so on. There's all kinds of external issues, finances, relationship, career, negative people. But there's also a lot of internal influences that add stress to your body. All those toxins we take in are actually another source of stress, and infections as well. Our body has to fight off infections. That's a stress to the body. The EMFs that we're surrounded with and the Wi-Fi and obesity, of course, has a huge effect. And actually, constant stress depletes progesterone or testosterone in the body because that's what the body uses to make cortisol. So this can lead to an estrogen dominance, which means fibroids, cysts, PMS, prostate issues, and so on. So let's talk about what to do about it. So as was mentioned, Ionix is, of course, one of the best ways to deal with stress. And I won't dwell too much on that because we all know that it's a proprietary blend of herbs and adaptogens and so on, some of the world's best adaptogens, which for those of you who may not know is adaptogens are herbs that grow in northern China and Siberia, and they help the body get back into homeostasis, which is just a fancy word for balance. So if you're feeling exhausted and run down, it can pep you up a bit. But for most of us who feel just a little uptight and stressed, it can just help calm you down. So as you're going throughout your day, you'll still encounter the same stressors in your life, but you'll find that your body does not have that same physiological response that I've been talking to. You'll just be calmer. And I know for a lot of people, for that reason, it's one of their favorite products. And for me, I found I was going through a very stressful period recently, and I actually had 2 ounces a day. I had one in the morning and again at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and was blown away by just how much that helped me get through that. So, yeah, you know, even if you're just having one a day in a stressful period of time, you might want to think about doubling up on that or suggesting that to your cleansers. And it includes a delivery system so that everything really does get into your cells. And as we all know, it's really great for athletes, too. It improves recovery time because the exercise that athletes do is a stress on the body, too. And most people find that they sleep better, too. And let's see now. Okay, so I also want to talk about digestion. I mentioned that our entire program is great for stress. Because one of the things that cortisol really shuts down is digestion, and I think you see a lot of people with digestion issues these days. And our program just helps the body function better, including the digestive system. So the entire 30-day program has a wonderful effect on that. And as I mentioned, when we're in that sympathetic mode, that is when we're really stressed, we crave salty, sugary, fatty foods, which are seen as a survival food by a stressed body because they're quickly absorbed and they're quick energy versus healthy food, which sustains us over a longer period of time. So, you know, helping to break that cycle by giving yourself healthy foods is just going to really give your body a reset. And stress can really wreak havoc on your blood sugar balance. So our cleanse days are fantastic for this because they are really just intermittent fasting with incredibly dense nutrition to help that liver get rid of all of those toxins and so on. And so the cleanse plays a really great role in that. Also, your growth hormone goes up on a cleanse day, and when growth hormone goes up, cortisol automatically goes down. So I mentioned, the liver has to deal with all of these toxins and so on. And removing stimulants such as coffee and alcohol, refined sugars and so on, that not only helps your liver, but it also just really helps your adrenal system too, because what happens when you're really stressed, your adrenal system gets out of whack and to the point where after a period of time it's just not functioning properly. And that's why a lot of people are craving coffee and alcohol and refined sugars and so on. And so you really want to make sure that people get off of those things. And, of course, our 30-day system is designed to eliminate these things and give the body a break. And just as a sidebar, the Isagenix coffee is a little bit out of this line. Definitely normal coffee is bad. But our Isagenix coffee not only is toxin-free, it's organic, so it's on a whole other level. But the coconut oil that's added in there just really helps the body deal with the caffeine much better, and so does the green tea extract. And, of course, it's almost pH neutral. So our coffee is an exception to the rule. But stimulants, it's really important to get rid of them. And, again, it's things like alcohol, caffeine, sugar, white sugar. So, they can mask the symptoms of stress, but they greatly, greatly contribute to the problem in the long run. So, I guess I talked already. I've just got some notes here about liver. I talked pretty much about the liver. One of the things too is that the calories in Isagenix are somewhere in around the 1,100 calorie range. And that's really important, because if your calorie level falls below about 800 calories in a day, that's extremely stressful for the body. The body sees that as deprivation and starvation and will mount a stress response, and cortisol will go up. It'll be very difficult to lose weight. So just the genius of John Anderson having set the calorie level just right to enough to help us lose weight but not mounting that stress response is key. So if you find people are not losing on weight on the program, one of the things you want to check is how much are they eating. And I wouldn't ask them, are you sort of following the rules of the guide? I would absolutely ask them to go over what they eat in a typical day, because you might find that they're just not hitting that calorie level, and they may be stressing their body out just because they're eating too little calories. So other things needed for stress, the supplementation is really important too. The B complex is really good for the nervous system in general, and of course there's lots in our ionics, and we have the complete essentials as well. Magnesium can have a very calming effect, and so the IsoComfort or the IsoFlush is great for that. Calcium is also great for a stressed body. We have calcium in the shakes. In terms of immune support, of course, the IsoImmune comes to mind. IsoImmune can really help build up your immune system. But the shakes themselves have a lot of nutrition in them that really supports the immune system. And then, of course, again, the complete essentials as well. So lots of support for the immune system in our products. And then, of course, as someone mentioned, product B or Isagenesis is really going to be great for fighting. It's got lots of antioxidants and, of course, will really help with that telomere support, which ultimately will also help cope with the effects of stress. And then sleep issues, too. There's often people are what they call tired and wired due to poor quality of sleep, and which ultimately often can be traced back to stress. One of the things I like to ask people is, are you waking up in the middle of the night? And if you do, what time do you wake up? And typically, people with high cortisol levels tend to wake up about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, just because their cortisols are out of whack. Cortisol should really rise early morning just to help us get out of bed and you know, right, and wake us up, perk us up for the day. But if they are out of whack, they can start rising around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and wake us up, and then we're awake for a period of time. Maybe we'll fall asleep again. But then when you wake up in the morning, that cortisol has already spiked, so you don't have the cortisol that's going to help you pop out of bed and feel really active. So I think most of us have experienced a real shift. I'm sure pretty much all of us have experienced a real shift in that. So, you know, the program can really just help your circadian rhythm get back on track so you're not waking up in the middle of the night. Again, that's a cortisol issue more than likely. And then, of course, there's a sleep spray which can give us extra melatonin to help support and sleep issues. Again, it's also a vicious circle. Stress can cause poor sleep, but poor sleep can also cause more of a stress response in the body too. So you want to break that cycle, and the sleep spray is another great way. And then there's the brain supplementation, which is important too, because as I mentioned, stress is really hard on the brain. And, of course, Ionics, too, is wonderful. Those adaptogens can really help people sleep. And you might want to experiment with trying Ionics right before bed. I'm very wary of doing that because I find if I have Ionics right before I go to bed and just go straight hit the pillow, I'm fine. But if I start doing activity, it can rev me up again. So experiment with the Ionics. Try it and see how it works for you, but be a little cautious about it because it does have that revving up effect as well as that calming effect. And just one final note, one of our solutions is financial. And financial stress is one of the huge stressors in today's life. They cause people to make poor choices such as skipping meals, making the wrong choices. And, of course, we have a wonderful solution for financial stress, and it's a long-term solution that will really give people some wonderful breathing room. So all in all, pretty much any product you pick in the Isagenics line is going to have some impact on stress. And I just can't recommend highly enough, you know, for people who are stressed to really take a look at doing a 30-day program and resetting everything that stress is wreaking havoc with in the body. So with that, does anyone have any comments? Or I know we're a little bit past the time, but just a quick comment. Anybody who's had a real success story with helping people deal with stress or perhaps in your own life?
This is Potato. You know, you talk about the Ionics. My nightcap every night is my package, and I've been doing this now. This month is my second year anniversary, and I've never missed a day. Before I go to bed, I take my 4-pack of the PM Complete Essentials with Isagenics, followed with a 2-ounce shot of Ionics. That's my nightcap,
and
I sleep like a baby.
That works for you. That's fantastic. That's excellent, Potato. Thank you.
Another product that maybe helps me a lot also is the E-Shot.
Oh, yes. Go on.
E-Shot with Ionics. It's really fantastic.
Well, I guess you can't OD on adaptogens, but that sounds pretty intense. That's great. When do you take it?
Usually about 2 o'clock when I see that my energy would dip. And it actually really helps with a... You know, I find that when I do that before, you know, my energy dips, then I don't crave for sugar. I don't really crave for coffee or anything like that, which would normally happen, like if I'm traveling and I don't have my Ionics and I don't have my E-Shots with me, which is rare. You should have them. But if I don't, then I notice that it actually does happen around 2
or 3. Well, that's a brilliant observation that you're aware of the fact that that whole cycle has caused sugar cravings and so on. So that's a great solution, too. I love that. Thank you very much. I guess it's time to sign off today. And for those of you attending Red and White, I look forward to seeing you there. Be sure and come and say hi if you see me. And for the rest of you, I guess have a wonderful next couple of days. And tomorrow is Kevin Steele, and looking forward to hearing what he has to say, but I'll have to listen to it on the recording tomorrow. So with that, I'd like to say good day to everyone. I wish you all a very de-stressed day.